KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have clear skies. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 56, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports three people, including two from Cass County, were arrested on outside agency warrants last week. At around 12:10 a.m. on April the 5th, 34-year-old Lindsay Marie Cottrell and 41-year-old James Bernard Block, both of Cumberland, were arrested on warrants out of Madison County. They were transferred directly to the custody of Madison County deputies. And on April 4th, at around 8:45 p.m., 41-year-old Nicholas Arthur Hardesty of Orient was arrested on an outstanding warrant out of Union County. He was transferred directly to the authority of their deputies. On April 5th, 44-year-old Corey Robert Haig of Fontenelle was arrested at the Adair County Sheriff's Office in Greenfield on an Adair County felony warrant. The warrant was for a controlled substance violation, child endangerment, bodily injury by exposure to methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana, second offense. Haig was released later that same afternoon on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And on April 10th, just after midnight, 20-year-old Alexander Stephen Smith of Creston was arrested for possession of marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was cited at the scene and released. The Adams County Sheriff's Office Monday reported two arrests from over the past few days. At around 12:43 a.m. on Sunday, deputies saw a vehicle parked in the middle of the road on Locust Avenue. They conducted a welfare check on the vehicle's occupant and subsequently arrested 49-year-old Christopher Boswell of Corning for OWI first offense. And at around 10:15 a.m. Friday, Adams County deputies and workers of the Department of Human Services conducted an investigation at 412th Street in Corning. Upon further investigation, 37-year-old Jared Brown of Corning was arrested on charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were transported to the Adams County Jail. The Stuart Police Department filed criminal charges Monday on an Indiana man, 21-year-old Kenya Lamont Jenkins Jr., for his alleged involvement in several vehicle burglaries and thefts that occurred the morning of March 12, 2021, in Stuart. Jenkins was being held on $10 million bond in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail for assaulting a police officer, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest, stemming from the incident on March the 12th also, where it is reported that Jenkins allegedly shot an Omaha police officer. On the morning of March the 12th, 2021, Jenkins was in Stuart and allegedly committed several vehicle burglaries. During the burglaries, several items were stolen from three unlocked vehicles, including credit cards, a checkbook, and a firearm. At least one of the credit cards was used to purchase gasoline in Stuart. The firearm is believed to have been later used in the assault of the Omaha police officer. Authorities say this case is not related to another series of vehicle burglaries and vehicle thefts that occurred in Stuart on March 22nd. The Stuart Police Department was assisted in their investigation by Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska police departments and the Nebraska State Patrol. Jenkins was formally charged Monday in Adair County with the following charges: trafficking stolen firearms, a Class C felony, three counts of burglary in the third degree of a motor vehicle, unauthorized use of a credit card at under $1,500, two counts of attempted burglary in the third degree, theft in the fourth degree, and two counts of theft in the fifth degree. The investigation is ongoing and additional charges may be filed. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Friday arrested a man in Clarinda on a charge of harassment by electronic communication. Authorities say 18-year-old Colton Eugene Richardson was arrested in the 1100 block of South 16th Street. He was released from custody after posting bond. The Atlantic School Board will meet in a regular session 6 p.m. Wednesday, April 14th. Their meeting takes place in the High School Media Center and will be streamed on on YouTube. During their session, the board will act on numerous resignations, including 7th grade middle school special education teacher Ashley Kaufman, ESL coordination and teacher and TLC facilitator Brielle Servin, special education teacher Hannah Ritter, junior varsity football coach, middle school track coach Joe Brunner, special education para-educators Tesla Cleaver, Vanessa Prohl, Becky Kirkhoff, and Jordan Franken, and school bus route driver Claire Ocker. The board will also act on the contract recommendations for Holly Esbeck, high school social studies teacher, and Matthew Best, high school physical education and weight training teacher slash JV football coach. And high school assistant principal Andy Mitchell will present to the board his recommendations for the hiring of winter sports coaches. You can see the entire list of recommendations in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Mitchell is also expected to recommend the board approve sharing agreements for 2021 school year to include girls swimming, boys swimming, and wrestling, and girls soccer. And the Atlantic School Board is expected to act on approving a sharing agreement with the Griswold Community School District for the services of transportation director, with Griswold paying 20% of the cost. And they'll act on a recommendation by Superintendent Steve Barber for disposing laptop computers by allowing the senior class of 2021 the opportunity to purchase their Apple computers they've used the past 4 years for $125. And they'll set May 12th at 6 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the 2021 certified budget. The board will also move to accept a donation in the amount of $120,000 from an anonymous contributor for a Washington technology upgrade. Superintendent Barber said he had received a call from an investment firm that had a person who desired to make the donation. The board must approve any major donation such as that per district policy. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.